Today from the Ohio Newsroom, school consolidation. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Public schools across the state are grappling with years of enrollment declines. With aging buildings and fewer students, some districts are closing schools. Districts say it's necessary, but families say it hurts their students, and how to do it right is complicated. Member station WOSU's Ali Vugrinsik reports.
At a meeting of the Columbus Board of Education last month, third grader Jackson Landis made a plea.
I love my school and I don't want to see it closed. For some of my classmates, school is their only safe space, sometimes the only place they can get a bite to eat.
Even as the city of Columbus's population has nearly doubled since the 1970s, its school district has lost more than half of its students. Now, with aging buildings and not enough bodies to fill them, the district is talking about consolidation. Columbus Superintendent Angela Chapman says underutilized buildings are expensive.
We are spending more of our financial resources on facilities, operations, and maintenance of buildings than we are on instruction.
She put together a volunteer group of community members that over a few months looked at a number of factors. Chief among them, student enrollment and building capacities and conditions. In May, the group suggested closing up to 20 of the district's more than 100 buildings. But families and teachers don't trust their process. They've shown up in force at community meetings asking if things like safety and academic achievement were factored in.
Safe on school.
A huge number of students from Siebert Elementary School took a field trip mid-school day to attend one meeting. Parents and school faculty cheered and encouraged the kids.
Good job, kids.
Then turn their frustrations on district staff and volunteers.
We all have to understand how wild it is to have made these decisions without speaking to or talking to or seeing the facility.
The elephant in the room, that $98 million levy that was passed.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We passed that thinking that you all was just going to fix our schools and let our children be.
Voters passed that levy last November. The district says the best way to use the money is to cut the fat and invest more in the buildings that remain. Vladimir Kogan is a professor of political science at Ohio State University who studies education policy. He says Columbus isn't the only district facing these problems.
So yeah, this is happening nationwide.
Enrollment decline has been stark in urban areas. Kogan blames shifting demographics, families moving to the suburbs, and the growing number of alternatives to public schools, like charter schools and online academies. The pandemic only sped things up, and now pandemic-era federal funding is running dry, leaving schools with budgetary pain. It's worse for districts like Columbus and Cleveland. They boomed in the 70s and 80s before losing students. Now they have more buildings, sometimes way more buildings, than districts with similar enrollments.
It's much harder to close school buildings when you start shrinking than it is never to open school buildings if you were never twice as big to begin with.
Consolidating is painful. Students lose their home schools, and some faculty and staff lose their jobs. But it can also mean putting students in newer schools with better technology and access to more programs and extracurriculars. Kogan says districts have to weigh more than enrollment and building conditions as they make their decisions.
You got to make sure that students whose school is closed are able to attend a better school.
But graduating Columbus senior Josephine Imponsa worries that moving kids, even to supposedly better schools, deprives them of connections with teachers and friends. She says that's something today's students can't afford after going through the pandemic.
So to have a school shut down abruptly and then you have to be relocated, it's a price that a lot of kids have to pay, especially now.
The superintendent's volunteer group is supposed to make a final recommendation this month. Then it'll be up to the board. But with continued community uproar, it remains to be seen which, if any, doors will be closed. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Ali Vugrinsik in Columbus.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. Tomorrow, we visit one neighborhood in Akron that's already been through school closures. We'll talk with you then.